Hello, folks. Welcome to Pastor's Chat. Won't be too long today. It's been a little bit since I've been on. I wanted to jump on today and just share a few thoughts, things that are on my heart. Today is 9/11. Yesterday, we witnessed the horrific assassination of Charlie Kirk. And it has just riveted our nation. And if you have a heart, if you're a patriot, if you believe in morals, then you're bothered. You're bothered by this. And if you're not, then I really question some things in your heart. It should shake you. It really should. But not to a place of fear or retribution. It should shake us to a place of calling on God and realizing more than ever our need for God and our nation's need for God. Of course, today being 9/11, you know, if you weren't alive during 9/11, you don't remember. I was alive. I was living in Baltimore, Maryland, right outside of Baltimore. Not too far from Washington, D.C. I was right in the midst of all of that when it happened. And remember it quite well. So 9/11's dear to my heart, close to my heart. So we remember. We remember. I think it's the right thing to do. And compiled with that, the assassination of Charlie Kirk just feels like you've been punched in the gut. You know, you just feels like an attack on everything that is moral and everything that is right and everything that is godly. It feels like an attack on Christians, you know. And so just there's no, I mean, we're all going to have these feelings, and that's kind of what we're dealing with. And so I just wanted to kind of get on. I thought this would be a great opportunity to have a pastor's chat and just talk and talk about how I'm feeling and where I think we need to go. I'm going to lean on some words that were penned and posted by our district youth secretary, Brother Reagan Matheson. Very wise words. And I think we need to lean into those words. And so I want to reiterate those words today. If you haven't already, you can go and see the post. I shared the post about it, but I'm going to just mention some of the things that he said because I believe it's right. It's right in tune with where we need to be and the tone we need to strike right now. And we've all witnessed what happened. If you weren't paying attention yesterday, you've gotten the news by now, I'm sure, of the assassination. And it kind of shakes you. And so I want to leave you with a few thoughts that Brother Matheson shared, and I just kind of want to chime into those things and kind of share my feelings about each one of those thoughts, because I believe they're right on target today. Number one, he said to guard your intake. We live in a world that is so inundated with social media. Even yesterday, moments after the shooting, there were videos circulating online of the moment that Charlie was struck. And it is just heart-wrenching, very gory. And it's just all over. It just in moments, the whole world is watching the death of an incredible man. And then my heart goes out to his family that has to relive that time and time again every time they see the images on social media. So guard your intake. Be careful what you watch. Be careful who you listen to. We have a lot of people in this world that are evil, and they're deceived. They're very deceived. And they're spewing hate. And if you're not careful, you can buy into that stuff, you know. The enemy knows exactly how to use all of that to get to us. And, in the name of social justice, you know, It's just, it's incredible. But be careful what you watch, what you listen to, who you listen to. Make sure that whoever you listen to, that they are grounded in Scripture and in the Word of God, in with proper morals. You know, I would not ascribe and listen to anyone who is not. There's just too much deception going on, and a lot of good people are getting swept up into it. So be careful what you watch. Be careful what you take in. It wouldn't even hurt if you would just take a break from social media for a little while. Just, you know, turn it off, because it's just overwhelming. The second point that Brother Matheson made was don't post pray. I think more than ever we need prayer. You know, we have Praise in the Park coming up this weekend. And I posted a little bit ago a video about it. We need the community. We need to come together. We need to pray. And so don't just post about praying, but pray. Pray for your nation. Pray for your family, your loved ones. Pray for those that are vocal, that are standing for what is right. Pray for revival in this nation. This nation is in desperate need of revival, desperately. The next thought he shared was anchor in what we know. Folks, we know the truth, and we need to lean into that and hold on to that. What was once delivered to us, we need to grab a hold of it and hold on to it, because it's going to be our anchor during this time. So lean on what you know, lean on what you've been taught, lean on what you hear from the pulpit. Don't listen to every social media post, but listen to my voice, listen to the voice of the ministry in this church, those that can speak into your life and offer words of life. Lean into community. That's another point Brother Matheson made. We need one another. Church, hear me. You need your brother. You need your sister. We need each other right now more than we ever have. If you're new to the church, you better grab a hold of your church family and lean into this community, because this is a safe place. We're here for one another, and we need one another. So lean into the community of the church. Get involved in the church. Don't just be attenders of church, but be involved in church. Be involved in Bible classes. Be involved in the groups, the community, the connect groups that we have going on. We need that community. It will help us get through these hard times. And then finally, he said, choose rhythms of peace. And I thought this was so beautiful. Go for a walk, put on some worship music, journal, give God space to speak to you. And, you know, I think often we pray and we have our laundry list to God, but sometimes we need to listen to what God is speaking and hear what He is saying to us. So give Him a space to speak to you, especially during this time. And then he left the scripture, and I want to leave this. This is exactly how I feel today. John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. We do not walk in fear. We walk in what is right. We walk in what is moral. We walk in what is godly. We hold on to those truths. Let the peace of God cover you right now. The peace of God cover you, because that's what we need more than ever. So let's come together. Let's pray. Let's lean into the things we know. The days are not going to get better. They're not going to get better. They're only going to wax worse and worse. Scripture tells us that. So that's why we need God more than we ever have. We need one another more than we ever have. So I love you. I want you to be encouraged today. I don't want you to walk in fear. I want you to walk in faith. And I want you to walk in peace. And I think Charlie was a great example of standing unapologetically for what he believed, but doing it with kindness and love. And I think that's a lesson we can all learn. We can disagree with one another and still love each other. We can disagree with the world and still love the world, the people in it. I love you. God bless you. I'll see you at Praise in the Park on Saturday. We need everyone's help. Again, if you haven't signed up, we really do need your help. It's going to be a big day. All right. I love you. God bless you. In Jesus' name.